The requirements of the Open Publics Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We only have one piece on our agenda. I'm sorry, the roll call.
Lira.
Here.
Higgins.
Here.
Boyle.
Here.
Valentine.
Here.
Daly.
Here.
Hazel.
Here.
John.
Here. The only piece of business we have tonight is the Resolution 74-2010, introducing the budget as presented. I would accept a motion to accept Resolution 74-2010.
I'll move.
Go ahead. I'll second.
Okay. Is there any discussion on this resolution?
I have one question.
Sir.
Statutorily, this has to be introduced by the end of this month, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And once this is introduced, it can't be raised, just lowered.
Correct. But you can go up, but I mean, if you want to go up, you shouldn't count for that now. Theoretically, you can go up or down. Ideally, this is an accurate representation. There's no need for us to go up, but theoretically, you could.
And it's 29 cents?
Correct. As I said earlier, what we were looking at is between 25 and 30, and based on decisions made by council earlier this year, combined with the fact that we increased the budget by $100,000 for the forensic audit. We found out Thursday a loss of state aid of $125,000 that we have to account for, and the increase in the reserve for uncollected taxes is about $120,000 more than the previous year. In essence, the amount of the increase as it's being reduced is 29.8.
What?
29.8.
Is there any other council discussion?
Well, I've got the question since Natasha's here. Can we do that?
Or? After an introduction? Or?
Well, this is just the introduction of the budget. We're going to schedule workshop meetings to discuss the inner workings of the actual introduced budget. There's no public hearing or anything scheduled today. This is just for the sole purpose of introducing the budget.
Would you like to meet with her after our meeting, if she has a few moments?
Okay.
Is that okay with you, Natasha?
Okay.
Any other questions?
I did see one error, if you
want to
know.
Okay. Is that under, I think it's probably addressed in the revised sheet that I gave you.
Mm-hmm. On sheet 25, the detailed breakout that doesn't add up, so I don't know if it's the spreadsheet or it doesn't change the top number, but.
What's the error you see?
Sheet 25, on the bottom, FICO operations excluded from CAPS, and then you have the detail. The breakout doesn't add up to what it should be.
Total operations.
I was looking good. Did you see it?
Yeah, I was looking good.
Not that it changed, it doesn't, it's just that.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Would you say that again, Janine?
On sheet 25.
Right.
At the bottom.
Right.
We have total operations excluded from CAPS under 2010. Beneath it is the breakout, the detail. Those two numbers are supposed to equal the total operations.
Okay, anything else from the council? Can we have a roll call, please?
Hazel?
Yes.
Hill?
Yes.
McConnell?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Cleveland?
No.
Higgins?
Yes.
Boyle?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Feldman, you had a question.
Why don't you introduce a budget that you
that you haven't discussed amongst yourselves and had hearings after the fact? Why don't you have hearings amongst yourselves before the fact?
We have had workshop meetings.
You have one workshop?
Correct.
And that's it, back in January?
That's correct.
And you've discussed all the items that are in this budget since then?
Every municipality in New Jersey has a brief workshop meeting to discuss the introduced budget. Then, once the budget is introduced, and you can't have a budget workshop meeting prior to knowing final state aid numbers, which we found out 3 days ago.
Why couldn't you work on the expense side of your...
We have, and we are.
And just because, that to me is really silly to say that because everybody else does, you have to do it too. If everybody jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge, would you do it also?
Mr. Feldman, this is one of many workshop meetings that we're going to be scheduling.
But I don't understand why there was no input in terms of meetings prior to at least get this set up so that you know what you're doing.
There was input in public meetings and in workshops, as recently as last Tuesday. There was
last
input
Tuesday.
In the budget. Yes, last Tuesday I was told to add $100,000 to the budget.
That's right. What about from January to last Tuesday?
We've had meetings talking about taking the garbage out of the budget. We've had meetings about consolidating the court. We've talked about
January 29th, I believe, was the workshop.
And Terry, where's your plan? This is a shop here and a shop there. Where's the plan? Where's the plan to reduce the debt? Where's the plan to possibly...
Okay, Mr. Feldman,
where's the master plan?
We're not going to get into this tonight. Okay, we can do this at the public hearing for the budget itself. You know, right now you're asking a lot of questions. You're asking procedural things that we're... It's just not appropriate for us tonight. We want to introduce the budget. We all have other things that we have to do. I have a meeting to go to at 7 o'clock also. You know, we need to get through this. Mrs. Witkowski, you have something?
Yes, I have a general question. I may have missed, I don't know, maybe 2 minutes. How much is the tax rate going up?
It was 29.8, according to what we have here.
29.8?
29.82 is the introduced budget increase.
Okay, now I did miss quite a few council meetings, so I'm not going to go into that, so it has to be explained to me whatever I missed. But 29.5, I would imagine being that we're at a very critical point with the borough right now, financially, that everybody on council knows exactly where the increases are coming from. So I'm not going to go into that. Some of the increases, can anybody on council tell me some of the increases? I understand we're not going to get extraordinary aid this year. That was 550 last year. That equals, if the average for the point is still 38,000, that equals about 14.5 cents tax increase.
Approximately.
The debt is being mentioned very often. Thank you for bringing up the debt chart. The big increase in of last year was the well over $200,000 in increase in payments. But this year, that increase payment is only a little over 7,000, which is less than a quarter of a point. So that amounts to, let's say, 15 or 16 points. Can anybody tell me where the rest of the increase comes from?
I can give you some questions.
Our debt payment went up more than $7,000 this year.
The debt payment went up $100,000.
Yeah, we're upwards around $800,000.
And according to the chart that's on the website.
There's principal and interest payments. The chart that's
right.
On the website.
I am aware of
our
that.
Debt payments
I know
are,
what the budget looks
our
like.
Our debt payments are at $800,000 this year. Approximately. Last year they were just under 7. Our debt payment has gone up. We lost 125. The biggest factors of 2010 were our debt payments went up. State aid was reduced by $125,000.
That was in 2009.
I'm only talking 2010. We lost $125,000 last Thursday. Our reserve for uncollected taxes has gone up over $100,000. I believe it's about $120,000.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the larger issues, combined with the fact that other statutory has gone up.
Will this proposed budget be on the website?
The introduced budget, yes. Since it passed introduction, it will be the digital copy will be placed on the website.
Okay.
Okay.
So maybe
so
we can get a lot of your answers from there.
Of course. Again.
Yes, correct.
And I can't stress enough. To members of the public and anyone who sees this is an introduced budget document. In 2009, the introduced budget document was also very high. Then we go back, we make further reductions. Last year we applied for aid, and then the overall budget was reduced.
Yeah.
Throughout the last...
I was not hoping to see that.
I have no idea. The governor was ambiguous when it came to extraordinary aid. I wasn't quite sure whether or not it was going to be there or not.
Yeah, there will be a new fund that they're creating, but...
Okay, how soon can we hope to see the budget on the website?
After it's approved, I just need to print a digital copy of it in PDF this week. Departmental expenditures are at the same level as prior years, unless there's a statutory increase that we have to account for. Our biggest expenditures are debt.
Before we get too far into it, Mr. Kresser, is it a quick question?
Yes, it is, Mayor. Just a quick question on the subcontracted services that we subcontracted out. When will we know
which
police?
Okay.
Is probably the biggest thing. When will you have numbers? Do you have numbers already for that? How much you save?
Well, last year we saved $243,000.
And that's a line item that you can show us in paper, exactly the line that you
said. Yeah. I mean, if you look in my...
With our tickets and revenue coming in?
That had nothing to do with revenue. That was just what we saved by making the change. That didn't account for revenue that we still come in. If you look at the report, the manager's report that was just placed on the website, it gives you the breakdown of what you're asking for.
Okay. In other words, we saved $7,000.
Last year, yeah.
Okay. Well, the next thing we need, ladies and gentlemen, is we need to set up some workshops. Are people ready to set up the workshops tonight, or do you wish to email to the manager the dates that you are available?
Well, maybe Rich could give us some dates, and then...
Give me as many dates as you can. Weeknights, weekends... Give me as many dates as you can, and the first few that meet, we're going to schedule a date and time. We have an extra week in this month. If everyone's schedule allows, if I have to, I think we can schedule on the weekend. If it's more convenient for everybody. But what I would ask is that everyone call me, email me, as many dates as you can. I'll come up with a list tomorrow, and we can all respond and schedule a date accordingly. Okay.
If I could just also, real quick, regarding the workshop, because a few people have said they heard from somebody that, the council rejected all of the 2010 budget considerations, and you've implored us in your weekly reports to reconsider some things. So if I just want to real quick go through that list, because according to me being at the meeting, we did give you go-ahead approval for most of them. So I would like another list for us to
Before
that meeting.
I'm going to reprint my initial January 29th budget workshop list for council.
Because I just want to say, for the record, for everyone here in the audience, that the first thing was shared services, and council gave the approval to go ahead with the municipal court, which was eventually didn't work out. To continue to reach out to municipalities regarding other shared services, we said yes, please proceed with that. We requested that the borough-owned property and things like the fire truck be sold. That hasn't been accomplished yet. We said yes to that. We reduced the hours last year, and we've asked to proceed with the question on the ballot, and even if that happened, that wouldn't result in any savings this year.
There's very few things that are still outstanding that we can reap benefits in 2010. The big ticket items are still outstanding.
And the big ticket items are?
Garbage. Library.
Well, the library just went. We went.
But that's not saving us anything in 2010 by putting it on the ballot. My recommendation
council
was.
What is the recommendation then?
Consider amending the amount of hours for the short term.
But we did that last year.
I understand that. But we still have to do it again. It cost us
$200,000. The library is the only department in the budget that actually had a decrease this year. Everyone else had an increase in their budget.
Garbage collection,
if that's the big item, have a hard time believing that by removing garbage service that people are going to have a decrease in taxes, and then on top of that, they're going to now have to pay for garbage.
This year, it's too late to reap the full savings of getting rid of garbage.
We increased the sewer fees. We told you to go ahead and look into the fire department, having them as a like you do with the first aid squad. That really wouldn't result in any dollar savings. And, you know, we bring in, we said go ahead with the bringing in the sewer of the sewer collection in-house. So I guess I'm really having a hard time understanding. You know, you're imploring us to reconsider things. And what are the big things then that we need to be reconsidering?
Last year we received 500.
Instead of people thinking that council's not approving anything, I thought we approved most of them.
Last year we received $550,000 in extraordinary aid. The prudent thing to do was reduce a minimum of $550,000 from the 2010 budget to break even. This way we can provide the same amount of services and not have to raise that additional $550,000. If trash was on the table last year and went into effect in January, we would not be here having this discussion right now, because that would have brought us below the 500 and whatever it is, 500 and, hold on, I think it's $57,000 over the levy cap.
Well, detailed discussion of that would be probably more appropriate in the workshop.
$557,000 over the
levy cap. So I'm just requesting, though, a different list. And like I said, I just wanted people to know that council did approve practically everything on that original list.
Any other comments from council?
Dave? I just want to say, by reducing the garbage out of that, that only saves 15 cents. So we still have, we would reduce the garbage by 15 cents, the $550,000, the 37.7. There would still be a 15 cent tax increase.
Keep in mind, that 15,000 includes the 125 that I now need to account for and the $100,000. That's 225 alone.
But I think dovetail off of what you're saying is, if we reduce that, there'd still be a tax increase.
Yes.
And on top of that tax increase, we'd be asking people to pay more for the garbage.
And we've already cut out both.
There wouldn't be that 14 cents reflected in the tax, is what it is. The bottom line is, if you got rid of that,
it'd still be a 15 cent tax increase.
Correct. But it wouldn't be a 30 cent tax increase.
But we would be asking people to pay four times the amount of what they're paying now.
You know, we're going over the same stuff that we've gone over before. Any other comments from the council? Hearing nothing else, then I would accept the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you.
Why don't you show any 2009 for really? Yes,
Yeah, right.